This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Vabble.com. Collaborating with other creators is one of, if not the most organic way of growing and increasing discoverability of your channel. With Vabble, you are joining a full-blown social network designed just for creators like you to build a profile, share your content, and connect with similar creators. Take your channel to the next level by going to Vabble.com and joining today. And yes, it's free. And of course, we thank Vabble for supporting this show. Happy Monday, welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. I have to hurry up and film the show because then directly after filming, I have to go pick up a kid and watch him babysit, and John is not a... I don't know how to keep the kid alive. In 2015, Tumblr pulled their reply features, something that essentially allowed readers to reply to authors in a one-way style conversation, and they pulled it and have since been trying to overhaul it and create something new for you Tumblr users. And today they have done just that. They have brought back the reply features, and now authors and readers can both comment and reply to each other and create multiple replies on a thread, and it's just this huge story. Essentially, it's just the way any sort of reply system works ever, any comment system ever. And what, how many geniuses did it take to come up with this brilliant idea? Like, it's taken this long to come up with it. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice has broken records all over the place, which shouldn't surprise any of you. Number one, the largest March debut ever. Number two, the most grossing DC comic book movie ever in history. And number three, the seventh of all time in terms of opening weekend, which is great. It doesn't surprise me that it broke all these records. It was highly anticipated for 3 years. People were so excited for this movie. Batman versus Superman together. One movie, both characters, super badass, super awesome, but it wasn't. It was terrible. So, there's that. We have Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Pay, Butt Pay, other pays, and now a Facebook Pay? Probably. So there's a couple different things within the source code of the Messenger application on iOS that's hinting towards two brand new features. Number one, something that I guess is going to allow you to pay in-store, in-person, using the Messenger application. So like a Facebook Pay, I guess? Cool, maybe? I don't really know. And number two, something called Secret Conversations, and that's it. There's like no other hint to that. There's no other details there. It's just something called Secret Conversations. Something, I guess, that would be close to Snapchat or something more encrypted just on Messenger. I don't know. Something tells me something secret is coming to Messenger. You're welcome. So here's another iOS 9.3 update for you. I feel like this is really weird that I have to keep doing this, but Apple apparently is screwing the pooch on this. So I mentioned that a few of you are having trouble even upgrading at all to iOS 9.3. Well now, for those of you that have made the upgrade successfully, it turns out that a lot of you are having issues accessing web links, even within third-party applications. So if you tap a link, you just, sorry, can't, you cannot go there. Apple, how? What are you doing? What's going on? To Tim Cook, put the weights down. Pay attention. Come on, man. Ming-Chi Kao, who is an extremely reputable source in terms of Apple leaks, is stating that in the year 2017, Apple will be giving us a new iPhone, obviously, but this time with an OLED display that's 5.8 inches and a completely new form factor. According to Kao, the design of this new phone will actually take a bit after the iPhone 4 design. So, glass front, glass back, and metal sides. But where it's interesting is, of course, the display. OLED is one thing, 5.8 inches is another thing. That's obviously larger than the current 5.5 inch design of the iPhone. But they still want the form factor to be smaller than that of the current size of the iPhone. So to make a 5.8 inch display a smaller form factor, what do you have to do? You gotta curve it. I'm not gonna lie, this does sound interesting, and I am curious to see what the hell Apple is planning. That is, of course, if this is at all even confirmed. But that gives us two interesting points. Number one, this phone is supposed to be released in 2017. That is the year that we should expect the iPhone 7S, which is usually a very similar design, if not the same exact design, of what we would get from the iPhone 7. So if this is a completely new phone, new form factor in 2017, that means that this year the iPhone 7 will stick close to what we currently have in terms of design? I don't really know. Apple doesn't make any sense lately. So that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Also, I'm curious. Leave your thoughts down in the comment section below and let me know what you think about this latest Apple rumor. Do you think it's a thing? Do you think it's going to happen? And if so, do you think it makes sense for Apple to do? Let me know below. Also, Twitter, you can follow us right there. And I will see you guys on Wednesday.